Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. And Joel's coming up on his fifth year as a member of our Brain Trust. We're so fortunate and grateful to have him spend some time with us and share some of his ideas. As you know, Joe's one of the preeminent futurists on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And his, I've known about his work for more than 20 years. And it's the work when I first learned about some of the things that he was talking about, it really changed the way I looked at things. And so I encourage you to find out whatever Joel's working on and keep up with it, and find out at joelbarker.com. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. And, you know, the thing that's interesting, my work on paradigms, which I started back in 1974, is coming back with a rush. And it's just amazing how many companies are calling me to say, come do it again. So
I believe it. And, Joel, I'm going to take some credit for this because I never stopped talking about it.
I think you should take some credit for that.
No, seriously, remember when the term paradigm was considered a passé and it was overused and all that kind of stuff? I use it in my speeches all the time. You taught me that word. I use it in my speeches all the time. And I tell people, I say, I know you're cringing, you think it's overused. Let me tell you something, folks. You may not like the word, but paradigms are ruling your life right now. You need to get comfortable with that word. I've never stopped talking about it.
Yeah, and that's the case. It went to a cliche, which is some kind of recognition. But the reason I'm doing these speeches is because people say, "Come." It's people who heard me, 20 years ago, said, right, "My young people don't understand the concepts." Today, by the way, all four of the examples I sent you for discussion today are paradigm shifts.
Right, absolutely. No, the shift, paradigm, and the shift, folks. You got to go read the book. Is it being re-released?
It's still in paperback. It's never been not out of print.
Right.
So, paradigms, the business of discovering the future, is they can get that.
Look it up, folks. Paradigm, P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M. So check it. You need to buy that book and read it. I promise you, you won't regret it. Talk to us about this computer in UCAL, at UCAL.
Oh, this is a big deal. Physicists have long talked about the new computer called the quantum computer. And what's interesting about a quantum computer is it computes not with just a binary code of on and off, 1 and 0. When you're using quantum bits, which they call qubits, quantum bits, the bit actually can compute plus, minus, and everything in between, on, off, and everything in between, which means with very few components, you can actually do massive computing. And what has happened now, but it's always been an ideal, because there's a whole bunch of tricks that you have to do to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But our wonderful researchers at the University of California in Santa Barbara have built one now, very simple, by the way, just a couple of elements. And it's, when we talk about computers today, we talk about billions of elements. We're talking a couple of elements here, and yet it's a practical computer.
Hmm.
The difficulty is with these things, by the way, is you've got to cool the material down to almost absolute zero,
right,
to make it work. So it's a very cold computer, but it's so small and so simple and so powerful that you want to do it. And so we now have the first practical one. It's like 1946 with the first computer that was made out of a transistor, two transistors or four transistors.
Right.
And what we know is once you got the idea, it's from here on out, it's a matter of engineering, not concept. So this is a big deal because
how big is this thing?
Smaller than your thumb.
And it accomplishes what?
Well, it can do a whole bunch of calculations of the difficult kind, by the way. One thing it may be able to do is actually crack encryption.
Wow.
With just a couple of elements. I mean, it's just crazy to say, how can something so small be so powerful, but it's the nature of quantum.
Is it circuits? Is it printed circuits?
Yeah. What is it? See, what's really interesting about this computer is it looks like an old-style computer, so we know how to make that work, except
right.
that the heart of it is almost at absolute zero, and it's these very small quantum circuits that allow this thing to think.
Amazing.
And so it's small, which means you don't need much to cool it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very powerful, which means as you double the size from 2 to 4, from 4 to 8, from 8 to 16, you get enormous increases in computer calculation.
One of these days we're going to have to come back and talk about, one of these days you need to come back, we need to talk about what all that hath wrought for the future.
Oh, yeah.
What all that hath wrought for the future, and the good, the bad, and the ugly, Joel, because there's going to be all of those. Quick break. We come back. Could you think anybody could build a 30-story building in 15 days? Somebody did. We're going to talk about how they did it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.